Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Julie Martineau, Interim General Director for Grand Frère, Grand Sœur de l'Estrie, translated in English as the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Estrie. Julie will be talking to us about the organization and its mandate and information about being a mentor. In the second half hour of today's show, I will speak with Mary Ann McCarron, who is a mentor for the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization. We will also have some community events to announce, some health news, and some music. We will start off with a song called Something Gotta Change by Alex Harris. Right after the song, we will hear the interview with Julie Martineau, Interim General Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Estrie.
Nothing changed, another day. Same coffee, same old plate. Oh yeah. Sometimes the line we have is always gray.
Try to get higher.
Oh, try to mute me now. A man, oh, liberation for my soul. Oh, yes, I will. You know, if birds can fly free, somebody tell me why not? Why not me? I'll start to get higher. I know, try to make me louder. Oh, yes, I will.
JMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we welcome Julie Martineau to the Townships at 12 show, and she's the Interim Director General for the Grand Frère, Grand Sœur de l'Estrie. In English, it's Big Brothers, Big Sisters de l'Estrie. So it's a pleasure to have you today, Julie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the organization and what is the mission of Big Brothers, Big Sisters de l'Estrie.
Yes, so the mission for Big Brothers Big Sisters is to provide youth in our community with inspiring relationships that they can find through mentoring with significant adults. So basically the goal is for them to realize their full potential.
Okay, could you give us a bit of history of the organization? When did it start?
Yes, so the Big Brothers Big Sisters originally started in New York City in 1904. And it wasn't until 1912 that it started up in Canada. Our chapter here, our association in the Eastern Township, started in 1980. However, it was still only Big Brothers. So Big Sisters and Girls were added in 1991. So our organization here in the Eastern Township has been operating for close to 44 years now.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, how does it work in the organization? How do you match a mentor with a youth, with a big brother or big sister?
Our goal is to match big brother and big sister with the youth according to their passions, their interests. It can be a little bit of life history as well. It's a pretty long process. It takes about 3 months to go through the match because we do an interview with the child, with the child's family, and then with the potential mentor. We also go through their interests. We'll do a home visit of the mentor just to make sure that they live in an adequate space where they can host the child. And of course, we look at the criminal history as well, just to make sure that the child is under good hands.
Mm-hmm. So important. Now, what criteria does a youth need to become part of this organization?
For the youth, we simply ask that it comes from them. A parent can apply for them, but we need to speak with the youth. We need to make sure that the youth knows what they're getting into, knows their obligations to meet their big brother and big sister, and is just willing to go through the process with an open mind.
Okay.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. How do they find out about it?
It can be through the school. We're trying to promote it more and more. Right now, though, we do have a long waiting list for the youth in Sherbrooke and Magog. So we're taking children more on a case-by-case basis for right now, but we're working on that. It's only temporarily for the next few months. But otherwise, a lot of people go through the website. You can just click on the website and to do the inscription of the child, and that's it.
Okay.
Or just call us. A lot of people just call us.
No, that's good. Do you have a lot of youth that are lonely, or do you get a lot of references from social workers, places like that?
Yeah, we do get some references from social workers. But when that happens, we really do communicate with the child and the family, because since it is a commitment, the family also needs to be on board. What we are asking for the child and the big sister, big brother, is to see each other for about, I'd say, 3 to 4 hours every week or second week. And the minimum commitment is 1 year, because the goal is that the youth really have a significant adult in their lives, someone that they can rely on. Because it is different types of children. We do have children who are going through some social or family problems. Some of them just have identity problems or going through bullying. It can be, too, the family structure, that they have many brothers or sisters. The parents don't really have time to develop their passions, or they have maybe a handicap or a sibling that requires more attention from their parents. So it's really just to make sure that every child can reach their full potential. Sometimes we have children that they just don't have the same interests as their parents, and they would like to learn something new, and the parents aren't equipped to do that. So that's another example. A lot of during the meetings, what will happen is they're just going through the passions. It can be music. It can be sports. They're just discovering to learn what they like and what their interests are.
Such an important organization. Now, what criteria does someone need to have if they want to become a mentor to a youth? And I know you mentioned a back check, and it takes about 3 months.
Yep, exactly. Just because we do make our matches based on interest. Just because we have a child and a mentor in the same region doesn't mean they'll be matched. We really want to make sure that they can become friends while keeping a professional, I'd say, distance. We do have a lot of rules and regulations in place just to make sure that it does stay professional. We want to make sure that the children are protected as much as possible. So for example, we don't allow overnight visits or going on vacations. Some certain activities do need to be approved by the parents. And from the beginning, when we think we potentially have a match with a youth and a mentor, we will have them meet in our office with a social worker. And then they go through maybe an hour or two of interacting together. And at the end, they both tell the social worker yes or no. And if both people say yes, then it's a match. And then they will have people to rely on throughout the first few months. The social worker will be calling just to make sure everything's okay. There'll be a 4-month interview with the social worker, the mentor, the child, and the parents, just to make sure everything's on board, everyone knows what they're doing. So it's very well managed. Mentors will not be on their own.
Mm-hmm. So well structured. Definitely. Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, you mentioned before the interview that you have two programs, the younger children, 7 to 21, and also a program for older children, 16 to 21. So that's interesting, too. Is that new?
Mm-hmm. The 16 to 21 is new. It started around 2021. Our traditional mentoring program has always been 7 to 17 up until December. In December, we increased the age to 21 just because the 18 to 21 period of the youth's lives are very important. But the 16 to 21 program, that's a new one that was started out with the CIUS. It's with Child Protective Services. So basically, it's to help children who are in the system who, as of their 18th birthday, will not be able to stay with their foster homes, will not have the support that they've had as a child. We want to make sure that when they reach their 18th birthday, they have a significant adult who's going to help with the transition into adulthood, help them find an apartment or get a job, help them figure out, navigate love. It can be just any issues that the older kids may have. So we'd like to start that at 16, and hopefully the youth can have an adult with them just to help them navigate through adulthood.
Now, like any organization, I imagine you have some challenges. What are some of your challenges in this organization?
Right now, our challenge is we don't have enough mentors. It's as simple as that. Ever since COVID, a lot of organizations have been struggling, and we are no different. Right now, we really need to find mentors for the kids. That is our number one priority, the number one thing we're working on. So it's not an easy process. It's a big decision, but it's a very rewarding decision for the mentors. So we're trying to look more at the volunteering side of it all, because it is very worthwhile just for adults to be able to share everything they know, their knowledge, their past experiences, everything they bring in life. It's very fulfilling for them. And also just to see life through the eyes of a child. So we're just trying to help people see that, what could help them by being a mentor.
Now, is the organization bilingual? What if somebody, they only speak English?
Yeah, that's not a problem. The social workers are bilingual. We have all the documentation in both languages. We do have English matches, mentors and children. So that is not a problem for us at all here. We welcome everybody.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, how is Big Brothers Big Sisters de l'Estrie funded, Dan? Do you have any special events to raise money?
Our main funding comes from the government, I would say, but it cannot cover our costs. So we do have a nice partnership with Value Village, where when people drop off used items, a percentage of the weight comes back directly to us. So that's a huge help for us. We do fundraising. For right now, we don't have anything in place, but it will be coming, and it will be on our Facebook, Instagram pages, as well as our website.
Okay, great. Now, do you get some regular feedback in the organization from perhaps parents or the youth from their experience?
Yes, we do. We have some matches that have been going on for a few years now, and we even have matches that once their mandate, if we will, is over, they continue. They keep in touch over the years. We just hired a new marketing and communications person, and in his family, he had a big brother as well. Like his little brother had a big brother. So it's fun to see how the community just circles back.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we have a lot of positive feedback.
That's great. Any youth that have become mentors through the program?
Yes, we do have youth that have become mentors, and that's always a beautiful story. We also have a lot of youth who are giving back to the organization that are planned either through donations. People can donate from the website, but we also have youth that are giving back in terms of fundraising events. So that is always, always appreciated. And it comes from such a good place.
Mm-hmm, definitely. That's wonderful, wonderful stories. We'll mention the website because that's so important if somebody wants to find out some more information or contact you. And the website?
Yeah, it's www.gfgsestree.ca.
Okay. Also, if somebody wants to just type in Grand Frère, Grand Sœur de l'Estrie, they'll get there too?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, that might be a little bit easier. I also just wanted to add, in terms of donations, we also accept donations of any activities or tickets that people may do. For example, we do have one organization that donated tickets for a theater piece at Centennial from Bishop's. So those are always great gifts too, to help out to the matches, to do activities together and just to develop some new passions.
Mm-hmm. Those are great ideas. Anything else you'd like to add, Julie?
Yes, there is. I would like to add for people to come and visit our website. And if they have any questions or any inquiries or the faintest interest, just call us. We always have people who are willing to take the calls, who are going to explain everything on a case-by-case basis, because what we spoke about is the general overview of the organization. But if someone has any questions at all, just please, please feel free to call us. We're always available to speak with anybody.
Okay, that's great. And I know you mentioned that you're looking for mentors. Is age a factor in mentors?
That's a very interesting question because it is not. It starts at 18. However, it can go all the way up to 80 if it needs to be. We have a lot of intergenerational mentors, some people who have just retired or are working part-time. So they have a lot to bring to the children as well. So it's not only, the majority of our mentors are from, I would say, maybe 30, 40, 50, but we do have 60s for sure. It's really just about finding a new relationship with a child. So everybody is welcomed. Right now on our waiting list, I'd say 3/4 of our waiting list is little boys waiting for a big brother. We do have equal amounts of demands from boys and girls, but we mainly have female mentors. What we do have a dire need is for male mentors. So that's the gap. It's really just because we don't have enough male mentors right now.
Okay, that's important and good to know. That's great. We thank you very much, Julie Martineau, for the Grand Frère, Grand Sœur de l'Estrie, and she is the Interim General Director. So thanks very much. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go?
No, thank you so much. Well, actually, yes, I would like to mention one thing. I just wanted to give a big shout out to all our mentors right now and just say a big, big thank you. Without your help, none of this would be possible.
No, thank you, and good luck with finding some mentors and with the organization. Thanks very much, Julie.
Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank
you. Have a good day. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go outside. I don't want to wreck my pride. My phone's ringing all the time. Looking through these eyes of mine, I don't wanna see my soul. If I did, I'd lose control. But I can be left alone. I build these walls all by my own. Far from who I was, who I could be. I'm feeling lately pain for what I've lost. Used to be free. Oh, am I crazy? Inside says I'm getting left behind. Been filled with all the guilt, the lies. I just wanna see my friends, but I don't wanna burden them. And I just can't remember when I fell asleep with drawing dreams. Far from who I was, who I could be. I'm feeling lately pain for what I've lost. Used to be free, oh am I crazy?
That was Lillian DeFrancesca, and the song is called Breathe, here on the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and you're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM. Next up, we'll have some community announcements. And coming up at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stansted, it's an Irish tea, Saturday, March 16th, small tea, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, or 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. for high tea. Access to the museum is included in the price. If you would like a guided tour, an additional fee will be requested. Now, the high tea is $40, warm vichyssoise soup, cucumber and cress sandwich bites, ham and Irish cheddar sandwich bites, apple and pork sausage rolls, honey melon and prosciutto balls, scone and Devonshire cream and jam, dessert squares and jam pennies. Menu for the small tea, cucumber and cress sandwich bites. The small tea is $20. And for the small tea, for your sweets, you've got scone and Devonshire cream and jam, dessert squares and jam pennies. Now, if you want something to drink extra on the menu, there's Irish coffee, Elevens's cocktail, and sparkling water. You need to RSVP. So that sounds like a really fun tea. So there's a phone number, 819-876-7322, or you can email them info@colbycurtis.ca. The Lennoxville Library will be holding their annual general meeting coming up on Wednesday, February 21st at 7 p.m. And the Lennoxville Library, Canada Reads, and so does Lennoxville. This event is coming up on Wednesday, February 28th at 7 p.m. There's local presenters, lively discussion, and door prizes. It's hosted by Stephanie Brown. And if you want to go in person, you go to the Hope Community Church, located at 102 Queen Street in Lennoxville. It's also online, so the link is bibliolennoxvillelibrary.ca. So again, that's Canada Reads and so does Lennoxville. Wednesday, February 28th at 7 p.m. You can go in person or you can join them online. Mental Health Estuary have some virtual workshops coming up in English. It's a three-part series with Risha Dave, registered psychotherapist, Canadian certified counselor, former MHE employee. The first one is on February 21st. From 6:30 to 8 p.m., Introducing Self-Compassion. And the second one is February 28th, Self-Care Practices to Improve Overall Well-Being. And again, same time, 6:30 to 8 p.m. And the third one is March 6th, Decolonizing Self-Care, 6:30 to 8 p.m. again. All three are recommended, but it's not necessary. For more information or to register, because you need to register, the phone number for Mental Health Estuary, 819-565-2388. That's 819-565-2388. Or send them an email, outreach@mentalhealthestuary.com. Uplands is organizing some activities for the March break. So if you're interested, Tuesday the 5th and Wednesday the 6th of March, it's art workshops from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The art workshops participate in a collective project inspired by nature. Thursday, March 7th, 10 a.m., English Tea Etiquette Workshop. Enjoy tea and scones according to the rules of art under the guidance of experts from the regional tea tradition. And Friday, March 8th, 10 a.m., English at 11 a.m., guided tour of the Uplands House, discover the secrets of the house, accompanied by interpreters in vintage costumes. So you need to register, that is required. The number is 819-564-0409 or email contact@uplands.ca. The Richmond Irish Heritage Festival is coming up. It's on from March 2nd to the 24th. And you need to check out the website www.richmondstpats, that's RichmondstPats.org. And there's live music, dance, storytelling, parade, and heritage craft events. So again, check that out, www.richmondstpats.org. And just a reminder, the Hugs campaign for mental health estuary is still on. Hugs, hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves for the homeless. So check that out. If you need some more information or if you'd like to give a check, make sure if you do give a check, you give it in person to them. So I'll give you the number again, 819-565-3777 or email projects@mentalhealthestry.com. So again, if you have an event coming up, you belong to a nonprofit organization, we'd love to help you get the word out. Please give me an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. So that's our community events for today. And I'd like to thank Julie Martineau, Interim General Director for Grand Frère et Grand Sœur de l'Estrie, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Estrie, for coming in and talking to us about the organization. And also in the second half, don't forget, we have Mary Ann McCarron coming today, and she is a mentor for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. She has been a big sister for about a year now, and she's going to tell us about her experience. And we'll close out the show today with a song from Hannah Vu, and the song is called Care. Please stay tuned. We'll hear the news, a word from our sponsors, and I'll be right back.
The more I think about it now,